Some caravan migrants demand entry to U.S. or $50,000 each to leave. By Robert Arce on December 12, 2018. Members of the Honduran migrant caravan marched to the U.S. consulate in Tijuana on Tuesday and delivered a letter directed to President Donald Trump, demanding entry into the United States or $50,000 each to return home. They also requested the removal of military installations in Honduras. Approximately 200 members of the caravan departed El Bartal Camp in southeast Tijuana to the offices of the National Institute of Migration, INM, and later the U.S. Consulate General to hand deliver a letter outlining demands. The demonstration aimed to accelerate the process for migrants to request asylum and work in the United States. Security for the effort was provided by federal, state and municipal police, according to local reporting. At the consulate, the migrant caravan was stopped by a team of riot police and were told to select a group of spokesperson to deliver the letter. The marchers were later directed toward two buses to transport them back to El Bartal. Local news outlets later received and printed a copy of the letter. In sum, the letter requested passage into the U.S., noting they were fleeing poverty, insecurity, and oppression caused by the administration of Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez. They also decried economic, political, and military interference from the U.S. throughout Central America over the past century. The letter states that if the U.S. wants migration to stop, it should remove its security and economic interests from the region, which includes 13 military installations. If entry is not granted, the migrants seek $50,000 each to return home. They also ask for the removal of the sitting Honduran president. The letter is signed, the Honduran Caravan Migrants, and set a 72-hour time limit for a response. Several demonstrators carried signs in English. Some read, "You got it wrong, Trump. We ask for jobs," he responded with weapons. "If asking for work is troublesome, then I'm totally confused. Don't close your door, employers. One day you will need me, then I will remember the rejection. Entrepreneurs, don't turn your back on us. You know we both are the backbone of society." One march organizer, Alfonso Guerrero Ulloa, offered comment on the $50,000 figure. "It may seem like a lot of money to you, but it is a small sum compared to everything the United States has stolen from Honduras," according to a Fox News report. The Fox report also notes that a second letter was marched to the consulate, specifically asking for an uptick in daily asylum claims processed from 50 to 300. This article was updated to include additional content.